When we started assembling Switched on Bach, it was not immediately clear the best way to approach doing it. My small studio on West End Avenue had just been completed and was working well, and the Moog synthesizer had just gotten its first working prototype of a touch-sensitive keyboard. Rachel and Ben and I began by making tests with the opening of the Third Brandenburg, a selection we'd already decided would be ideal as a grand finale for the new project. Before committing to recording polished final tracks, we began to experiment. Fortunately, the master 8-track sessions for those experiments still exist, and I was able to mix them down here for you for the very first time. Here's the opening minute of the first movement, played hastily, only to get an idea of what kinds of timbre might work best. It's slower than the final version, too, while the overdubbed playing of each line is not quite together yet. Was rather sloppy, wasn't it? But there is a spirit of sorts which we wanted to keep and build upon. Here's our second attempt, just half as long this time, and already you can hear things coming together more cohesively. Based on these experiments, we decided to go ahead with the first movement as you now know it. Ben still fought me on my desire to add soft 4-foot, 2-foot, and other higher pitches, as he was concerned these might sound like unstylistic octave doublings. But I was soon able to make these higher pitches act like organ stops, which can brighten and lighten an otherwise reasonable timbre into something clearer and more buoyant. While the opening remains dark and somewhat muddy, you can hear these higher colors introduced gradually after the first theme is stated. Once this movement was mixed and in the can, we went on with some of the shorter pieces, saving the tricky second and third movements to last. One of these was Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. One initial concept was that this selection ought to be softly air-like and ethereal. Perhaps tuned white noise might work. Here the main instrumental voices and the bass are so played. The choir's theme, you'll hear, is a solo place marker only, meant to be replaced later by appropriate sounds. But we never got that far, for as you can hear, the tuned noise quickly becomes annoying.
Thank you.
For the final version, we flipped the locations of the noise phrases. Now the instrumental theme is a slightly flute-like timbre, while the choir voices contain suggestions of tuned white noise, but more complex and subtler than those used in our abandoned test. Often we'd simply abandon a first attempt at a piece to try again with a different tempo or timbres or phrasings. Most of the reworkings were simply re-recorded over the same multi-track tape, and no evidence for them now exists. I was surprised to discover we'd kept the next selection, an incomplete fugue number 2 in C minor. You'll detect a slight awkwardness in the playing, and the colors are somewhat too similar between the three voices. At the time, I just shrugged and started all over again, knowing if it came out worse, we'd still have this one to fall back on. Remember the two-part invention number 1 in C major on Switched on Bach? Of course not, because that piece never made it to the final master. While another invention, the one in F, happened to be the first final master we recorded, the remaining inventions were not decided upon until later. We tried many of them to determine the two or three best suited to the sounds and limits of our early synthesizer. Among the near misses still on the multi-track tape is this performance of invention number 1, which begins with my usual paranoid tuning check. This 2-track version may sound a little rough, but it remains nicely spirited. ¶¶